Well, when he plays with energy, we'll play with energy. When he plays defense, we play defense. When he rebounds, we rebound. So it's not all on him, but certainly he sets the tone tonight for the very positive in the third quarter.
Jeff, what do you think is Chuck Hayes' bet on Zach Randolph?
I thought our defense in general from the start was good. Zach Randolph's a handful, and I thought Juwan and Chuck and the help was all pretty solid throughout the night.
Is that exactly what you want, though, in terms of how they were really rushing to the front and hedging really well?
You know, in the pick and roll? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, he's a good shooter, but they gave good shows. Juwan's got... And Chuck, when he cares to do it, they have good technique. They do on pick and roll defense.
Did you have a sense of what the difference was in terms of getting into your set?
McGrady. When McGrady plays with energy, we play with energy, and the converse is also true.
You know, he started quickly. Did he tank a little bit in the second quarter? And then bring more
in the third and well, it's not from a negative standpoint. I just thought he was very energetic, you know, lively, created separation. Obviously, making always helps, but even his turnovers, he was trying to push the ball. And, you know, whenever he gets into a sprint and getting moving quickly, he's hard to guard, much harder to guard than when he's roping, you know. Well, it wasn't just getting his own. I thought he was very good cutting without the ball, putting on the on the floor, getting to the basket. And obviously, around the rim in the first half, we had a lot of trouble finishing, so he was one of the few guys who got to the basket and finished, and those points were invaluable to keep us, you know, really within striking distance when we were, you know, they do a good job defensively against us, so they had us bottled up pretty good there in the first half.
Does he seem to struggle
with the big consignment hitter in the rest of the game? Half-court defense, I've been pleased with his energy level. You know, he's when he's up at the basket on his drives, he looks like he's elevating better. You know, so from that standpoint, I think he looks better.
What was the difference rebounding wise last time Portland obviously controlled the glass pretty well?
Deke playing. Deke only played 4 minutes in Portland. And I thought collectively we did a good job. But I think our rebounding is tied to blocking out five guys in the paint. And I think Dikembe on most nights does a good job clearing our board.
Does Trust take more chances on the offensive rebound where some guys say, well, I probably can't get to that ball? Does he take more chances in that regard on offensive rebounding?
Depends on the night. Chuck's activity level is very up and down. That's why his play is up and down. When Chuck's got a good level of energy, then as an undersized power forward or super undersized center, he can be effective. If he brings, sporadic energy, he's not going to be nearly as effective. So I thought the last two games, after a long stretch of ineffective play, the last two games, I think he's been much better, much better.
Anything else? Okay, no practice tomorrow. Thank you.